So, Chris, I've got a couple of emails here. We're talking about bugs and things that live on us this week. And one of the main ways, or one way, we transmit them to each other is by sneezing. So I've got a couple of sneeze questions, which maybe you'll be able to help us with.
Not to be sniffed at.
Not to be sniffed at. Damien Kakuza, I think, again, in Australia, wants to know what happens if you try and hold a sneeze in, while Vashi in the US wants to know, can you keep your eyes open when you sneeze? And if you do, will they pop out of your head?
I've kept my eyes open in the name of objective research while sneezing to see what would happen. And I can categorically say I still have my eyes. I can still see. So I don't believe the idea
so
that they
actually,
pop out of your
I've
head.
I've tried, I think, and failed to keep my eyes open. I just can't do it. How did you manage? I just forced myself.
I was driving and I didn't want to shut my eyes when I sneezed. So I forced them to stay open and I still have my eyes. I don't know where this myth comes from, but the fact is that the only connection between the nose cavity and the eye is your tear duct, which runs from the edge of your nose up to the middle part of your lower, of the middle inner surface of your lower eyelid. So if you look at your lower eyelid, right where it meets the edge of your nose, you'll see a little black dot, and that's the plug hole through which tears drain. And I think probably the reason we close our eyes when we sneeze is because you do get quite a big build-up of pressure in the nose, and it will cause a sort of reflux of fluid back up the tear duct, and it will squirt your tears back into your eyes. And if you screw your eye up, you squeeze that duct closed, and it does stop some of the tear film squirting back up into your eyes. But that's why people say blow your nose if you have something in your eye, because it forces some of the tears back up into the eye. It means that there are more tears in the eye for a short while, and this helps to wash out anything.
Yeah,
so I don't believe the tears, the sneezing making your eyes pop out. In terms of it going at 100 miles an hour...
Oh, yes, he says that's right. It goes 100 kilometres an hour. So if you don't sneeze, does it make your head explode or give you an aneurysm or something?
There's no connection between the bit of the respiratory tree that the sneeze has to rush out of 100 miles an hour and your brain. So it shouldn't actually do that. But I think that if you don't let the sneeze out, there's a possibility you could end up with the mucus it's trying to dislodge being rammed further into the passages inside the nose, the sinuses, for example, in the face. And so I suppose you could actually encourage the build-up of mucus, which could be laden with infection. So you could encourage infection. It's probably better to let it out. And there's nothing, let's face it, better than a sneeze, is there?
Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, thank you for your sneeze questions.